1970.
Township of Malone.
Yes.
Yeah, but outside the village.
Yes, 3 miles out.
Mm-hmm. And what was your father's name?
Isaac. Ike.
Ike. Mm-hmm. What kind of a man was he?
Well, he was a very quiet, away man, very sober, good farmer. Lived to be 84 years old. He was quite well thought of in the community.
Why was he well thought of?
Well, he was an industrious farmer. Everybody. He was never in any kind of trouble or anything. Everybody sort of liked him.
Mm-hmm. And who was your mother?
Kate Spaulding. Mm-hmm. She was from Bangor.
Was her full name Catherine?
No. No, she was always known as Kate.
And what kind of a woman was she?
Very fine. Very fine. And one that very well thought of in the neighborhood. Picture of her right there. I don't want to see that now, but my mother was a wonderful cook, always had set a good table, always had plenty to eat. Never was a time that anybody came in, but there was room, there was plenty for one more, two more, four more if they came.
Mm-hmm. What were your father's ancestors like, his mother and his father?
Well, his father was a very prosperous man and very well thought of in the community.
What was his father's name?
Norman.
Mm-hmm.
And but my grandmother was a different type. She was very well, I guess you'd call her tight. She was the kind that when we were kids growing up, if I had an apple and it was a little redder than the one she had, she'd take it away from me and give me the other one. She was that type of a person.
Did you like her just the same?
Oh yes, I liked her, but never could be friendly with her like I could with my grandmother Spaulding. My grandmother Spaulding was just the opposite. She was the kind that when she came, it was always a scrap to see how long she could stay before one of the other children wanted her. But she was always doing things for we children and helping my mother to mend and sew and so on. Mm-hmm. And Grandma Foote was just the opposite. She never did anything to help.
Did your grandmother Spaulding live with her various children? as she
well,
grew older?
Yes, she always had, home was with her oldest son, but that was always considered as her home, and that's where we always went for Christmas, the whole, all of the four families, and the children always went there for on Christmas, and it was a big day. I seen the time there was at least 25 of us there.
Were the Foots from Vermont originally?
Well, my grandfather came over here from Vermont, yes, in the first place. Of course, the old original Foots came from England in the first place. That is, that's farther back.
What town did your grandfather Norman settle in when he came from Vermont?
Norman.
Near the Foot farm where you were brought up?
No, he settled not sure about that, whether that was where he was or whether he was down on what on another one. I'm not sure about that.
Did he come over here with oxen?
No, horses. He had horses and lumber wagons.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember seeing it? Were you inside his house when you were a young boy?
No. My grandfather died when I was very small.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did his wife have any of the furniture that was brought over from Vermont?
I don't remember about that. I don't know just what did happen to that. My grandfather left in his will, he left money to pay for her board wherever she stayed, and with the understanding that she was to, that each of the boys were to keep her 2 months at a time, and then she was to go somewhere else. There was no scrapping about wanting her to come. She was very hard to get along with. She lived to be 96 years old.
Besides not working, how was she hard to get along with?
Well, she was very selfish. As I said before, if I had an apple that was redder than the one she had, she'd take it away from me and give me the one she had. That was the type she was.
Was she religious?
Yes, all people were in that day, not exceptionally so, but they were all church-going people.
How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Two brothers.
Were you the oldest?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you, what year were you born in?
1888.
Did you live in the same house you were born in all the time you were a child?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where was that?
Well, that's what was known as the Foot Road, just south from the railroad crossing. Mm-hmm.
Up across from where the Collinses used to live, Dr. Finney's daughter.
Yes.
And husband.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the schoolhouse next to that was called the Foot Schoolhouse.
Yes.
Yeah. Much of the natural features up there were called after the Foots. There was a Foot sugar bush.
Yes, that was my father's.
Right. Mm-hmm. Were their folks living close to you?
Well, in the next house above was my father's brother at first, and then he moved to Whippleville, but his son Lyman lived there for, well, as long as he was farming.
What was your father's brother's name that lived there first?
Uncle Bill.
Mm-hmm. And your father was a farmer all his life?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many rooms were there in your house when you were a boy?
Well, I'd say about 9.
How many of those were bedrooms?
Five.
Was there a downstairs bedroom?
Yes.
Was that kept for company?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
How was it fixed up, the downstairs bedroom?
Oh, I can't tell you too much about that. I don't. As I remember it, they weren't very large. They'd have a bed and a bureau and a washstand. Back in those days, they used a wash bowl and a pitcher, you know. Mm-hmm. There was no running water at that time.
Did you have a living room and a parlor?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what was in the parlor that you remember?
The most that I remember was the old parlor suit, as they called it, was a settee and two chairs, and then there were some odd chairs, and the settee and two of the chairs were the ones that had the grape design on the top.
And the grapes?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were covered with what do you call it, black? The upholstering was...
Horsehair?
Horsehair. Mm-hmm.
Were there pillows or blankets on the sofa, on the couch?
Small pillows. Just small ones.
What kind of a carpet was there, a rug in the parlor?
I think it was, as I remember, it was a handmade, woven rug.
Where were the rugs woven?
Well, I don't remember now whether they had there was somebody in the neighborhood that had a machine to make them. I can't tell you too much about that.
Were they wall to wall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was underneath them?
I don't remember if there was anything. I think the carpet was just right on the floor. I don't think there was anything in under them.
Were they cleaned every year?
Oh, yes.
How would they be cleaned?
Well, I guess back in the early days, that The most that they had was a broom. Of course, later they got where they had a carpet sweeper. And then, of course, from that to eventually to a vacuum cleaner. But in the old days, it was just with a broom and a carpet sweeper.
Were they ever put on the line, clothesline?
Well, sometimes. When the spring house cleaning, why, they'd take them up and take them out.
What was done during spring house cleaning?
Well, everything was cleaned from top to bottom. All the woodwork washed. All the furniture wiped off.
Was furniture polish used in those days?
I don't remember as it was in the early days.
Was there a stove in the parlor?
Oh, yes. One in the parlor and one in the sitting room. And I think that up in one of the bedrooms upstairs there was a small one.
What was the parlor stove like?
Well, I can't seem to remember too much about that.
What was the living room stove like?
Well, if I remember right, it was kind of a box stove that would take wood probably 2 or 3 feet long.
Mm-hmm. Did it have a warming oven?
Yes. Yes, it had a warming oven on top of it.
What was the warming oven used for? Was it used to keep the food warm that was going to be served?
Well, yes. That was, they used that to keep things warm.
Mm-hmm. Was there a carpet in the living room? In the sitting room?
I think so. If I remember it, there was, yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of furniture was in there? How was it different from that which was in the parlor?
Well, it wasn't as... it was just rocking chairs and odd chairs enough to... where everybody could sit down that wanted to. I would say probably... probably 6 or 8 good, substantial chairs in there.
How was it lighted?
Kerosene lamp.
Were there any kerosene lamps hanging from the ceiling?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did they have shades on them?
Yes. And the lamp was one that would, you could raise it up and down on a sort of, on chains like. You could have it up or lower it down if you were reading or something.
Mm-hmm. What were the books you had in the house?
I don't remember too much about that.
Were there many books?
Well, there was always the, what would be the good books of the time. I don't remember too much about just what they were.
Were they often read?
Well, not too much. My mother was quite apt to read more than the rest of us.
What would your parents do at night when they had finished their daily work?
Well, maybe my father was quite apt to get to bed quite early. Of course, if we had any of the neighbors came in, we'd perhaps always had a dish of apples sitting on the table at night. Down in the cellar, we always had half a dozen barrels of apples that were picked in the fall and put down in the cellar where they'd keep good.
Did you have popcorn?
And we'd have popcorn sometimes.
Did you grow popcorn?
Well, I think they did a little. I've forgotten now just how. They must have, because they wouldn't buy it in those days.
What was in the kitchen?
Well, the stove and what we call the kitchen table. And
what was the kitchen table like?
Well, that would be sort of a plain, perhaps very plain, sturdy made table, probably 3 foot wide and 4 or 5 feet long. That would be what my mother would work on if she was cooking, making pies or cake or cookies or whatever she was doing.
What were the cupboards like?
They were made on the wall and had several shelves in them, and the door and the front door closed them. They kept the dishes in there and cooking things. There were several cupboards in the kitchen.
Did you use tin dishes to eat from?
No.
What did you have to eat from?
Well, we had porcelain or regular crockery. Mm-hmm.
Was there a hanging lamp in the kitchen?
I don't seem to remember about that. I would think perhaps there was. That's a long time ago. It's a lot of things I can't seem to remember about.
Were there kitchen chairs?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, there was probably 6 or 8 of those around the kitchen.
Were they handmade?
Well, I wouldn't think so, no.
Were there curtains throughout the house?
Yes. Yes.
What were they like?
Well, I can't tell too much about. I don't remember too much what they were made of, especially.
Were they laced?
In the parlor, I think they were.
What were the beds made of?
Well, they were just all wooden beds. I think perhaps one or two four-posters, and the other ones perhaps were just ordinary wooden beds. And there was no mattresses, but there was ticks with, that they filled with corn husks in the fall. And those are, every fall they had to, when they husked the corn, they kept the certain leaves of the corn, they made and filled the ticks with those new ones.
Was a corn husk tick comfortable?
Oh yes, yes they were. They were quite thick, and when they were new, they were quite soft. Long towards spring, as they kept getting pounded more, they weren't quite so good as they were when they were new.
Did they get flattened out over the...
Well, they wouldn't be flat, but they wouldn't be as thick. In the fall, when they were freshly filled, they would probably be a foot thick. And of course, by spring, as the husks got broken up, they would get down to perhaps they wouldn't be more than 6 inches thick when spring came.
Was a feta mattress ever put on top, or a straw mattress?
Some later years, yes.
How was the tick, the shuck tick held up? Was it held up by ropes or slats?
Ropes. That's in the early days. Later years, of course, it got to where they had slats in them.
Were the beds you had as a child rope beds or slat beds?
In the early days, they were rope beds. Rope.
Were the upstairs bedroom windows curtained?
Well, I think so. I can't remember too much about that. I'm sure they were.
Did you have carpets on the stairs?
I know we did later times. I can't remember whether we did this, but in the early days or not.
Was there a hallway in the house?
No. There was a good stairway that went up, and that went into, and from one room, it went into another, and then it went across the had a room that they kept extra things in, and they went through that into the other two bedrooms.
In other words, you had one room as a storeroom?
Yes. One small room was used as a storeroom. And then there was to the left of the stairs was another large bedroom, that was more or less kept for company. Or maybe if anybody was sick, that's where they ended up.
How was the company bedroom different from the rest?
Well, just fixed up maybe a little dingier.
Were there closets in all the bedrooms?
Yes.
Did you have coat hangers like they have them today?
No. Not like they are today. I don't remember how we did.
Were the clothes hung on nails?
I would think so, as I remember.
Did you and your brothers sleep in the same bed, or did you all have different rooms?
Well, my older brother and I slept together for when we were smaller, and then I think one of the bedrooms had two beds for three boys. I don't remember too much about that.